ridiculously long eyelashes that I'd happily murder him for in his sleep. A warm tingle creeps up my chest. It's a decidedly unwelcome feeling, and I swallow a large gulp of beer, hoping to extinguish whatever the hell that sensation was. I want to look away, but I can't. He has on dark jeans that fit his lean frame perfectly, slouching a bit on his hips, but held in place by a worn leather belt. His t-shirt is plain and navy blue. I like that he isn't overdressed for this thing, like some of the other gel-haired, button-up shirt-wearing guys circling us. His hair is unruly and rumpled, like he'd been in a fight with a comb. I have the urge to brush the strands out of his face, or use it to tug him in to kiss me. Where did that thought come from? Pretty boy's eyes stay locked on mine. One corner of his full mouth pulls upward. Crap! He caught me staring. I can feel my fake smile wavering. As my cheeks heat up, I look down at my feet that are squeezed into Madison's heels. He has to know how gorgeous he is. Guys like him always do, and he is firmly in male model territory, so he can't fault me for looking. Come on, Avery, dance with us. You're being a downer, Madison whines. When I blow her off a second time, she gives up and drags Noah to the center of the living room. She sways and grinds to the beat, obviously hoping Pretty Boy will notice. They gesture for me to join them, but as much as I love them both, this is not my scene. Noah and Madison are both theater majors, so to say they are dramatic is an understatement. Sometimes I wonder if I cling to them because their flamboyant personalities mask my non-existent one. I watch them shimmy and shake for a few minutes before sneaking another glance at Pretty Boy in the corner. He is watching me, so I give him my best attempt at a smile. I'm pretty good at hiding that I'm wounded, that my life blew up in a spectacular scandal my senior year, and that I still walk around fearful what happened that night will be uncovered. I hold the I-could-care-less smile in place. I'm just a regular college sophomore in a hideous pink shirt. Move along, folks. Nothing to see here. My cheeks still burn, and my heart pounds in time with the music. It's too damn hot in here. Too hot to be wearing jeans and a three-quarter sleeve top. Pushing a damp tendril of hair from my face, I pull a breath into my lungs. It only confirms what my body already knows. Even with the show going on in front of him, Pretty Boy is still closely watching me. The way his eyes lock on mine from across the room holds a promise of something much more intimate than two random partygoers. His deep blue gaze penetrates me and eats away at the calm, cool demeanor I fight to maintain. He looks at me like he knows me all too well, like he sees I'm an imposter. Maybe it's because he's hiding something too. His friends laugh around him, while I look on, bored and unimpressed. I snap my gaze away. Guys like him bug me for numerous reasons. I hate his overconfidence, and the way he's completely ignoring the girl grinding up on him, like he couldn't be bothered to pay attention to anyone he deems unworthy of his affection. Cocky bastard. If he doesn't want her, he should send her on her way. Put her out of her misery. Blonde bimbo or not, she's still a person. Watching the poor girl conjures up memories I can't deal with. I hate that I was once that girl. Pretty Boy continues to rake his gaze over every inch of me. Well, if this jerk thinks I'm an easy conquest, he's sadly mistaken. Lifting my chin, I avert my gaze and force my smile to remain in place. I throw a glance at Madison and Noah, who are full-on impersonating Lady Gaga at this point, and deciding my friends won't miss me, I make my way through the crowd toward the back door and freedom. Chapter 2. Jace. The blonde skims her nails over my chest and lowers herself down until her face is level with my groin. She bites her bottom lip and blinks up at me seductively. Too bad this is doing absolutely fucking nothing for me. I attempt to smile, but my face feels tight and unnatural. I grip her arms and haul her up, bending to whisper near her ear. Sorry, baby, not tonight. Disappointment crosses her features, but she nods and walks away. A year ago, this would have been my favorite way to spend a Saturday night.